Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear ASA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, January 15, 2013, and this is San Francisco Council 11 volunteer Matt Materni reporting. Last week, we told you the company had approached United ASA on a new crossover proposal. The United Master Executive Council, MEC, met and reviewed the proposal and weighed the benefits as well as any potential negative impact on United flight attendants. The MEC's evaluation of the idea was thorough and in-depth. While there could be potentially some limited benefit to a few individuals who choose to participate, the overall impact of the entire flight attendant population would be detrimental. First and foremost, this is not an effective way for the company to manage their staffing problems. Equally important is the piecemeal approach to solving issues through agreements such as this outside of our negotiations. The last crossover program was combined with an early out and included in our overall Section 6 negotiations. The benefit of including a crossover in combination with the early out and as part of our entire tentative agreement provided meaningful benefit to our entire flight attendant community. This current proposal does not. The appropriate place for management to address staffing concerns is in joint contract negotiations. Any attempt by management to circumvent that process or to create distraction or dissension among our membership is unacceptable. Our union is committed to a positive outcome for all United flight attendants, and we remain steadfast in our pursuit for an industry-leading contract. On Friday, January 11th, Master Executive Council President Greg Davidovich posted this letter to the membership. The United Master Executive Council reviewed another crossover proposal from management. Upon consideration of the proposal and the implications associated with offering another crossover, it was decided that based on feedback from members, a proposal such as this does not advance the interests of our United membership. Another crossover program impacts seniority as it relates to transfers. Many flight attendants have identified concerns such as the ability to exercise their seniority right to transfer to a location. Instead, people are being forced to cross over in order to be domiciled at a city of their choice. Based upon the experiences with the crossover last year, which was intended to be a one-time event, the program does not meaningfully address any identified overage of flight attendants at United Airlines. There was very limited participation last year, and since that time, very few people have expressed interest in another crossover program. And finally, there may be unforeseen consequences with another crossover which has the potential to adversely affect our joint contract negotiations. A successful conclusion to our joint negotiations is paramount. The United Master Executive Council has concluded that we should advance a discussion with management and on early out as a potential way to mitigate any identified overage of United flight attendants at United Airlines. For additional information, please contact your local council. Our contract provides for additional pay for flight attendants on flight assignments, including reserves, not used on ready reserve during the holidays. Holidays are defined by domicile location and also each flight attendant's birthday. Section 2.Q of our agreement specifies that each flight attendant is eligible to be paid for up to 5 holidays per year, and Section 5.L outlines the formula for holiday pay. Holiday pay is calculated using a formula that takes into account the number of credited hours flown during the holiday ID and how long you are away from your home during the ID. Review our contract education piece on our website for all contractual parameters and examples on this negotiated pay provision. And don't forget to verify your DSAP screen after finishing your ID for CERT code 061. Section 5.J.2 of our contract provides that in the event United Airlines reaches a benchmark of exceeding $10 million for the year, that 15% of United's adjusted pre-tax earnings will form a pool that is distributed, prorated to all employees. This is known as profit sharing. Profit sharing payments will be paid no later than April 30th, 2013. You now have the option to receive your profit sharing as a tax-deferred payment to the direct contribution plan, 401k, and or on an after-tax basis into a Roth 401k plan account, and or cash in any combination thereof. Timing is important if you intend to direct your money into your retirement account. Elections to direct money into your 401k must be on file no later than 23:59 Central Standard Time on January 22, 2013. Flight attendants who do not make a special election for their profit sharing will receive the entirety of their profit sharing payment as taxable cash compensation. Profit sharing cash compensation is subject to applicable taxation and withholding, which for U.S. taxpayers is at the federal supplemental higher rate. Congress reached a compromise on the Bush era tax cuts earlier this month. One significant fallout from the compromise bill is the failure to extend the payroll tax cut. This results in a permanent 2% hike in payroll taxes for everyone beginning January 1, 2013. The employee share for Social Security withholding was increased from 4.2% to 6.2%. As a result of the discontinuation of that tax suspension, United has completed their programming of the new tax rate in payroll will make an appropriate tax adjustment on our January 16 checks for all employees who are issued any payroll checks since January 1, 2013. We encourage you to carefully scrutinize your pay records and deductions to verify they are accurate. On January 15, 2009, the world witnessed how the vast experience and training of the flight attendants on U.S. Airways Flight 1549 was crucial in the prompt evacuation of everyone on board. Because of their professionalism under pressure, today there are 150 people and their families who are grateful for the courage, skill, and preparedness exhibited by the entire crew. The evacuation of Flight 1549 reminded everyone around the world the primary role and purpose of flight attendants as first responders. Each day on every commercial flight, flight attendants report to work, prepared to handle a myriad of potential emergency situations. As first responders, flight attendants must always remain vigilant, prepared to utilize their skills and training at a moment's notice to ensure the safety of their passengers. We would like to celebrate the professionalism they displayed on January 15, 2009. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.